butts.
At first I was afraid.
Well, you've made it through the week, as it is 5:15. And you've certainly made it to the highlight of the tickets week.
Cheer.
And that is Ace Hardware's Pour One Out for Ticket Stock 2021, brought to you by Macho Self Storage, Lucky's Barbershop, as we welcome in the rest of the seven hosts that this station has to offer. Bob and I are here in studio. You will find Craig Miller.
Hi, guys. Is Ty Walker there?
Oh, my God.
Yes, Craig.
He actually is.
Hey, Ty.
Yes, Craig.
Big fan.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Same here.
Hey, thanks, man.
You will find George Dunham.
Hey.
Hey, George, how are you?
You read me over.
Yeah, we got you. You will find Gordon Keith.
Where's Gordon?
Hey guys, good to be here.
No, it's good to you for to be there today.
Yeah, thanks.
You will find Donovan Lewis.
So you're saying Kim Kardashian is available?
Yes, she is.
Why, yes, she is.
So what a
All in.
What a weird day for Donovan, because first off, a fat boy dies, and then Kim Kardashian becomes available.
Hey, man. I talked about that today on this show. Don't discount Prince Marky D or what he did for rap music, dude.
No,
I'm not having it.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm already getting his apartment ready in the sky. I'm already furnishing it.
I respect you too much.
We may require a guest presenter at the next trifecta ceremony.
Yeah, where you can do your favorite Fat Boy song.
Stick 'em. Ha, 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 stick 'em.
Norm Hitzkus.
Hi, lads. Donnie, is that that apartment in the sky next to Robert Kardashian's?
Ooh. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Already playing the OJ card, aren't you?
Sorry, Donnie.
Already doing it.
Indirectly.
Jake Kemp.
What it do?
Yay!
Oh, Jake's so upset about that divorce. He didn't know what to do.
I feel like your shots at Kim as a businesswoman were unfounded, but...
Yeah. Unfounded.
Yeah, Corby.
And she's great. And Dan McDowell.
Hello?
Yes.
Do I have more of a Craig microphone or a Jubb microphone?
You have a perfect microphone because you're joining us somewhere in the Cumulus broadcasting area.
Can't hear Dan.
True.
Oh, you can't hear Dan?
That was me, actually. That was
Duke. Can't hear Dan.
No, I can't hear Dan, and I can't hear... Junior or Jake, they sound very far away.
Can you hear Dan now?
Oh, there's Dan.
There
he is.
All right. See, and I sound far away to Craig.
I'll tell you what, why don't we all talk at once and let's get a mic check on everybody. Ready?
All right, ready?
Test, 1, 2, 3. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Test, 1, 2, 3. Hello, me, you, me.
What about Craig?
Football, soccer, hockey. Football, soccer, hockey.
How do you read me, Jake? That was good.
Great, George.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, who's typing a novel?
Not me.
Jake.
Who's Googling?
Definitely Gordon.
It sounds like
there's no way that's not Gordon.
Sounds like a customer service call is happening
here.
Cat
videos and Asian ladies puking in the bathtub.
Okay.
What?
What do you say Gordon looks up when we're on the road, Jubb?
Good night. Stop it.
Jubb used to always tell us Gordon's back in his room watching certain kinds of videos.
Oh, Jerry Reed videos?
There's a little more to them.
Oh, I don't know. What did I say? I'm sure it was hilarious.
From my pastor?
TT.
Yeah, unless Jerry Reed is bound and gagged in a bathtub.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's usually guys getting hit in the nuts or something along those lines.
Wow.
Yeah, something great.
So I'm the captain of this roundtable. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Is there a schedule of roundtables and captains?
Yes.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
It appears you did not make the cut as a captain, Dan.
Well, that's all right, but I just didn't see a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Cumulus mail, Dan.
Okay, wow. Well, there you go.
All right.
Your password has expired.
Yeah, you needed two-source certification. But
authentication. Ridiculous.
So, but once you get in, it's all the information is there for you.
Dude, wait till you guys get back in studio. You need two-factor authentication just to see who's on the phone line now.
It's pretty wild.
Bottom butt.
All right, let's go around the horn.
We don't want the kings to the kingdom, just to you know?
Right.
Just to use the cough button.
Right. To use the antiquated cough button.
So we know that...
Hey, Ann.
I am.
Well, let's see. Okay, so Bob has told his stories on these very airwaves about not having power.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Loser.
For multiple days. Let's go around the horn and see whatever. And Bob's back. He's back in full effect.
I wanted to live as far away from a fire department as I could.
Craig, how are we doing now?
So we've had power for about 48 hours.
Uh-huh.
We were without it for most of Monday, Tuesday, and it came back Wednesday. God, the week is such a blur.
Yeah.
I think we were without it off and on for about 3 days because of the very uneven rolling blackouts, but we're good now.
All good with the pipe situation? Piping?
Yeah, apparently. Don't have any leaks. I've seen a lot of plumbing trucks going up and down the street today, though, so mm-hmm. I don't think my neighbors were as lucky.
Gordo, you all good? Your apartment complex all good?
Yeah, there were about half the units that lost power when I threw the breaker.
Excuse me. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
It's weird.
Now, everything's fine at my place.
Okay.
I had one busted pipe at the Muser bunker.
Yeah.
You know, I have to take care of that joint, too.
Yeah, so. That's what happens when you own multiple properties. So,
take
you
care
know, those
of
things
you
happen.
Mean manage
uh-huh.
for a discounted fee.
Uh-huh. All right. George, how
but,
are we looking?
Yeah. All good. Yeah. I've got...
your motor
some family
okay?
members in Denton County that are out, but they're back now too. But,
he was ice skating County, on the moat.
Like people talk about their pool situation. I'm wondering if your moat has held up through all this.
Yeah, it's worked throughout. It has a thermal system.
Yeah, Gator's doing okay
heating.
In there.
Yeah, they're okay. They're okay.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, really?
What?
He's raising
how do you know
a
that?
Farm of gay okay. alligators.
So you filled your moat with gay alligators.
How do you know? Like when you purchase them?
And, oh, he knows.
How do you, oh, I know.
We're the ones that can sing well.
Oh, man. There's a lot of jokes, but I can't do them anymore.
How are the putting greens on your golf course on your property?
Ooh, yeah, this could set the course
yeah.
back.
Mount Lyon TPC has been closed for 4 days. We may open up tomorrow for walkers only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then 90 no degree tomorrow. By Monday probably, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Donnie, how you looking now?
We are good. We were without power mostly Monday and Tuesday. It came back on about 8:45 Wednesday morning, and we've been on ever since. Thankfully, nothing with the pipes just yet, so I'm still crossing my fingers, but we're good.
Okay. Twig okay?
Yeah, she's good.
Okay. Just checking. You know, Jake.
Oh, why? Why
well, Jake,
are you checking on Twig?
Jake likes to check on, that's kind of his duty now as the newest tier one, is he mm-hmm. drives around to check on our wives, and I was just wondering.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Jake. Just let me know what time you want to come over. I'll go out and go get a sandwich or something.
Yeah, my moat's gators have made an appeal to Dale Hansen, and they've now transitioned and would like to wrestle. they would like to wrestle George's gators, but we had the pool pump bus, boys.
Oh, no.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Norm, how about you? Mary got you out there with a crescent wrench and fixing stuff?
Thank heavens my wife knows how to do a bunch of things.
Oh, yeah.
Before the power
pegging
went off.
Pegging is very interesting.
Before the power went off, I did complete my cumulative cyber training.
Oh, good.
Just now?
There we go.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're like 3 weeks late.
Yeah, some of those questions take a day or two to answer.
Okay, yeah.
Did you get stuck in a loop trying to find the right answer to one of those? Because I sure did.
Oh my gosh,
you know, I swear I answered this one right last time. How am I in this big circle?
I got in that too.
Y'all suck.
Just taking screenshots to try to get him right the next time.
So Jake, you've lost pool pump, butts. But no other pipes or butts have bursted.
Yeah, to my knowledge, that's where we are. We had 3.5 days no power over here.
Golly.
But got home last night. So,
did you have it worse? I guess you were close, Craig. Dan, you had it bad too, or you've had a pipe burst at the very least.
We need pipe laid.
Okay.
ASAP right. At my house.
Jake, go over there.
Head over there, Jake. Lives.
I took care of it.
I think the most amazing, I mean, none of us are really that handy outside of Jake and Gordo.
Whoa.
Jake?
He can do some things.
He's handsy.
Why do you think he can do things?
Well, because I've talked about it with him before. He can, like, he's done some do-it-yourselfer things.
I mean, he
can
turn the light switch on. Look at him.
He's a good talker about things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Norm.
Well, I may have overestimated that.
That's me.
The funniest thing that I've heard is that Bob didn't know he had a gas fireplace until this hit. And he's lived there for 8 years.
No, I knew I had one. I just didn't know that there was any gas hooked up to it. And apparently all you need to do is unclog the slits and then it works. Yeah.
Number is about to be
8 years. 8 years.
That's kind of amazing, Bob. I mean, I suck big time, but that is pretty amazing.
Now, to be fair,
I bet you are taking it in the shorts.
To be fair, we've had hundreds of fires in the fireplace. We've just never used the gas.
You know, the easy way.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
been rubbing sticks together.
Well, no, Duraflame to the rescue most times, but
is it gas intended to light wood? Because aren't there two different kinds?
It feels like a multi-purpose fireplace. Yes, I do dream of the day where we could get all the ticket guys together for like household things just to see
I'm out.
Who is the least competent.
Oh my god. I know. It's me. Trust me.
Man, I don't think you could beat
maybe
me in this.
Donovan.
This is the first time we've used our fireplace in 8 years that we've been in the house. Never even touched it.
Are you serious?
Why?
Serious.
Why do you hate fire?
I don't hate fire. Just never used it. And we found Duraflame logs in the...
Sorry, the hammer just got burned.
You found Duraflame logs?
In the garage, yes. We found a few and we used them the past couple of
years. That makes zero sense. So you
seriously
have not had a fire in 8 years and you just found a log.
It was about six of them in the garage and we found them and used them. I don't know why we had them, because we haven't used the fireplace.
Did you go searching for them specifically? Like, I wonder if we have Duraflames in here? Or
yes.
Did you just run into them?
No. It was like, man, I think we may have some logs in the garage. And Twig went and looked, and bam, she found them. So we used the fireplace for the first time in 8 years on Monday night.
This is what I can't figure out, because you are the guy and she's the gal. You have your thermostat permanently on 84 or something because you guys are constantly cold. Why wouldn't you just feed a fire to warm the place up?
Huh? Because it's easier to go to the thermostat.
Oh, okay, Donovan. So when your power was restored or even before it went out, did you follow the guidelines and keep it on 65? Because you guys had to be freezing balls.
I kept it on 62. I did my part, yes.
Dang.
You even went lower.
So
I did.
So did you and Twig understand the whole damper concept pretty well?
Uh-oh. He's going to ask, what's a damper?
Just now letting him know there is a damper.
What is a damper? Go ahead, Bob.
Me?
It's the thing that...
You brought it up.
Well, yes, it's the thing so you don't have smoke in your house.
Oh, I didn't know what it was called. I just
the
know
flu.
Just
I thought that's the flu.
Open it up.
Yeah, right. It's not called the flu?
Same business.
Yeah.
All right. Same People thing. Mean the same thing.
Yes, I realized that you had to open it up in order to not get the house smoky. So, yes,
good,
I'm not
good.
That bad.
Well, no, I mean... It's just...
Now, did you take the Duraflame log out of the wrapper?
You don't have to, no. Right?
I did
no, you're not supposed to.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Okay, good.
Unwrap it already. We're trying to burn this thing.
just overall,
Donnie,
do you think
how old,
the least manly
how old were those Duraflame logs, Donnie?
I have no idea. No idea how old they were, but they worked, so that's all I cared about.
They were prototypes.
They weren't signed from Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, I don't think those things age, right? Like, it's... Like if you get a badge, well, I don't know. Like I wouldn't think that those things
it don't
go
crack.
Bad. Yeah, right.
Jake,
Duraflame don't crack.
Ask your question again, Jake, please.
Well, I just think like in general, we have to be the least manly sports station
ever.
Like, just all of us assembled.
Can we pump up Jake's audio? I can barely hear him.
So
maybe
tiny.
Ever.
Yeah, Jake, you're tiny, Jake. Right
so
now.
Tiny. Turn the microphone around. Well, are you doing the Corby?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. You sound better now.
Sounds a little better.
Yeah, you do sound a little better. I think the dream team of when Bob and Dan and Donovan were all on the same show, I'm not positive we could have survived. You know? I mean, none of us know how to do anything on that show.
Not a chance. Right.
Okay. Noon to 3 ain't doing much better these days.
No. Not at all.
Just survivalists.
I thought Jake knew how to do stuff. I thought you've done some do-it-yourself stuff, like fixing up a house.
Okay, so the only reason you think that is because I pulled up a YouTube video that said how to replace kitchen faucet.
Okay, that's
not bad. That qualifies.
I've never done that.
That puts you into the top three, probably.
You did renovate some kind of a house, though, once, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, but most of that stuff is not that difficult.
Yes, it is.
Guaranteed, it's more than most of us have done.
You could give me a YouTube video step by step, and I still wouldn't be able to do it.
If you're not dealing with electricity, you can figure it out.
Define renovate.
I think he's done floors.
Yeah, I think Norm is
sheetrock,
tile floors. Yeah,
I think Norm's probably as awesome. Useless as the rest of us on this front. So. what would the Junior Miller Casino place as the top three on the medal stand for being able to fix anything at a house or let's say a car or really anything?
Out of the nine of us, I would say Gordo would be the favorite.
All talk, sure. No show.
I've seen him do it. I think he spent a lot of time in crawl spaces for various reasons.
Right.
To fashion crawl spaces.
Didn't you fix Dax Shepard's shower head?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
I think
that's more than I could do.
He knows electrical. So Gordo would be number one.
Yes, I've wired a house before.
Ooh,
look at there. What
up? I think George would be two, and yeah. I think I would be three. It would be a Muser's podium sweep.
Wow.
I don't want on there.
You don't want any part of this?
No, I can do nothing, and I'm proud of it. As you like
Jake
to say,
put
Bob.
Down tile. I think he needs to be in the top three.
We like to help out the economy.
Yes, we stimulate the economy when it comes to home repair.
Yeah. Oh, I'm right there with you. Yeah.
I call him Jesus.
Has anyone here ever changed their own oil?
Yeah, my grandpa
Way back in the day, my
grandpa made me do or taught me how to do it, and then I asked him, why can't you just go down there and spend the $15 and have someone else do it?
Has anyone changed their oil since the ticket has been on the air?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Gordo has, huh?
Yes, I have.
Who else?
I can't believe you.
I have. I mean, I've only been driving since a year after.
Okay, so you were taught, Chappie taught you that?
Yeah.
Jake needs to be in the top three.
Okay, so without instruction right now, who could go out there and do it without pulling up a YouTube video?
Negative.
Not a chance.
Like find the oil underneath.
I would have a chance.
I put the oil in a gas tank. Go. Looks good to me.
That's what you're doing in an outboard motor.
At least you didn't do it in a chainsaw with Keens on.
I have done that.
All right, we are told by highly powerful producers that we must go. So let's take a break. It's the Power Hour. The breaks are very short, two or 3 minutes, and we'll come back with more Scoop from Ace Hardware Ticket Stock 2021 next.
And here we go. It's 5:39. This is the ticket. It is, in fact, what he just said, the pour one out for Ace Hardware Ticket Stock 2021. This would be Ticket Stock Weekend, and we'd like to thank many of our Ticket Stock sponsors, virtually or physically in person, Edifice, Macho Self Storage, Lucky's Barbershop, and, of course, Ace Hardware themselves. And we have assembled here for roundtables between 5 and 7 today to replicate things as much as we possibly can. And I have to tell you, gents, with the way this particular week has gone, I've really enjoyed the shows and just kind of giggling about a few different things in particular. One happened this morning when I was driving around and it was time to rediscuss and rediscover Bob Hope's bloody eyes shooting lasers at cats, along with Bob Dole and his prop hand that put pinwheels or turkey legs in, depending on the holiday.
and sparklers at 4th of July.
And then it was all capped off with the cocky sniff, let's go to the phones rant hotline. And it was all just perfect. So I'd like to thank you, musers, for all of that.
I had forgotten the way that Gordo treated Bob Dole back in the day.
Oh, somebody's having a nice beverage here.
A longtime military stalwart of this great country. And Gordon just treated him like he was nothing.
I'm being besmirched right now, and I don't appreciate it.
I don't know.
I treated him with honor and courage.
Yes, you did.
By placing turkey legs in his hand injured in the war.
I appreciate what the service that he gave to this country during the war and after. Longtime politician, longtime political leader. I'm just saying he was missing an opportunity.
A marketing opportunity.
Thematic props.
Right. Like it could have been like Kim Kardashian putting an Instagram post
doing a Ray J tape.
Where she gets $300,000 or whatever for each mention. He gets paid.
I want to see the Bob Dole Ray J tape.
He gets paid a certain amount for pinwheels and turkey legs or whatever that are placed in his war torn hand.
Sir,
don't call it a war torn hand.
Here comes the rant.
Here we go.
Reunion, ladies and gentlemen. Corby and Gordo back together. And here we go.
And now George, throw him to the phones.
Yeah. Let's hit the phones.
Pinwheel? His phones.
I can't hear Jake. Jake's still really low. Is there anything we can do about that? Jake and Craig sound like they're across the room.
Quite frustrating.
It's okay. You sound better there.
Is that how we sound on the air?
You sound kind of closeted, Craig, which is not too...
You sure you got the right microphone selected there, Junior Man?
Yeah, it's all set up just like we are in the morning.
Because I'm hearing your laptop mic for some reason.
What I'm hearing is not mic.
What are you hearing, Georgie? Are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing, that it's not mic.
Let's bring Blake on to take a look at Junior's situation, though.
I don't know what the problem is, sir, but I will kill myself out of dishonor.
Man, Ham's fake mic or fake dude, like is pretty
do
pretty
we have
amazing.
That?
How great is that?
I would kill to hear fake Ham's fake Blake.
Dude, that whole open is just so perfect.
It is.
Today on the program, Cube's backtracks on the anthem. Tyler Sagan joins us to talk about his stock line and Ken Spin.
Oh, that is great.
Ken Spin. Yeah.
Ken Spin.
Wow, that was awesome. And then when George was on with us, and this did not win the e-break today, I don't think, when we were all talking over Ty's ticker, but when they came back and it was mostly Corby and Danny telling, I think, the stories about their ridiculous prank war with Mike and Greg at spring training that involved mole in the hotel door.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't stop thinking about that. Mole?
Yeah. I snuck a can of mole sauce in Grego's grocery store checkout, and he didn't know about it. And when he got home, he's like, you know, here's my head of lettuce, and here's my ham, and here's whatever. And he's like, mole sauce.
Negatory.
Mexican.
Right. And then he dumped the can as some sort of get-even tactic. He dumped the can of mole sauce into our key reader in our hotel door and ruined a $10,000 door. And that got even with you. Worth it.
And then the counter was, you went to a fish market?
No.
What did you guys do?
A year later, we did the alarm prank.
Oh, okay. What was with the fish then?
That was his retort.
Oh, yeah. They did it to you. Okay.
His retort was to put fish in our bed.
In your bed?
In our bed. Underneath our pillow. Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was an assortment of fish, Corby.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Look, we did the alarm prank, and it was thought out, and it lasted for 4 hours, you know, and they were miserable all week long because they lost all that sleep, and it was very well calculated, and he just went to a fish market, bought fish, busted into our hotel room, and put the fish in our bed.
Like a whole?
Like a mackerel.
Fish with a head?
Yeah, there were a couple of different, there's a variety of fish.
There was shrimp.
Yeah, yeah.
y'all think of that? That fish. Uh-huh. You like that? Yeah, I was
That's
mean.
Funny you cracked up at that, Bob. I played these guys early this morning. It didn't make the final three in E-Break, but it was up for one when Corby's dogs were barking yesterday. And Mino had the just perfect timing of the retort to Corby's suggestion of someone let the dogs in. And Mino fires off the, shut up.
Okay, how did you guys...
George thought it was actually your kid.
Well,
no, I didn't.
That's
I've known
bit.
That for a long time.
Yeah,
that's what
bit.
Everyone thought at the beginning.
How did you guys, Gordo, you, especially you, how have you not heard that before? That kid in school, that's like one of the most famous pieces of audio. And the video
Van.
Is absolutely hilarious.
I hadn't heard it until you guys started playing it about a year ago or whenever it was.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Yeah.
So, Gordon, you've been operating under the premise that that's Corby's kid?
No. I said Giorgio thought that that was Corby's kid.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
No. I did at the beginning just like, I think Bob did too when he first joined the hard line.
I think I did, yes.
He thought it was too.
Like,
but
I can't believe y'all thought that was believable, that Corby would raise his kid to actually talk that way.
That I would get the audio, like I would record him, and then say, guys, you're not going to believe what my kid did.
You guys got to hear this.
Listen
I
to
got
my
a great
kid.
Drop.
At a school board meeting.
Yeah, they're hiring a new superintendent, and this is what my kid thought of it.
Well, and then in 2020, though, if we were to list fun days, I would say having young Van out there trash-talking Donovan on the golf course would be on my list of really fun days.
And that's why it's not so far-fetched to hear that drop and think it's Corby's kid. I've heard him talk about me and talk about my swing.
Because he was not being cool to Donovan that day.
He wasn't letting up.
Little half size of Corby out there.
One of his lines to Donovan's like, I don't even know why you hit. Why don't you just go drive in the woods?
And there's nothing I can do about it. Like, kid, let me get you on a football field or something. But no, I can't do anything. He's right. I was driving in the woods.
Okay, so help me out on Time Warp of 2020. When was the big race against Killer and Saroy and all that? Was that?
That was July.
That was July.
Yeah, because Bob was on vacation.
Yes, I was gone. And
okay.
That's when we found out just last week that we still have to...
Saroy and I got to pay off a WNBA. We have to do a full hour serious WNBA preview. We didn't know the season took place, though. We didn't even know. How would anyone know that they had a season?
It's very convenient.
Don't you work at a sports station?
Yeah.
None of us knew either, by the way.
I was waiting for the show. I've been waiting for seven months.
10-second pause. And then the question was, well, when do they play again?
I feel like the spirit of the bet was if it wasn't paid off before the end of 2020, it then becomes a weekly show for the next season.
You're right.
Agreed.
Where we finally have to answer to the Wings PR guy that keeps emailing us. Look, all right.
All right, coach's show. Yeah, you got it.
Fine. We'll 5:15 every Thursday.
The speed of Killer that day may have been the most amazing thing about 2020.
God, he was awesome. The burst, the power. The energy that he had, it was incredible.
Is he the ticket's fastest man now?
So,
no, I think Donovan, when he gets out of COVID shape, can still beat him.
Donovan?
There's not a question that I can beat Killer running.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
He's not fast, a question about it.
Next one.
He can move.
2021.
He's not fast. You guys are just slow.
Okay, well, we'll see.
I was on vacation. Died. I think we know... that we could have carried the mail, but I just wasn't around. So it was Saroy and Corby.
The year of Killer, by the way, Killer had his second kid. He, I think he found out, like, there was some sort of stock tip that he got where he made an extra $30 million
or good,
something.
Good.
He's had an awesome year.
He got his grade school diploma.
Right. Now, Craig, I don't know if you knew this, but Killer Oil did take a bath during the pandemic.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They bounced back this week.
He had to go in front of the board members and explain why their shares were sinking. But
then they all passed out.
Do you have audio of that?
Right. Okay.
This is pandemic. This is oil. And, I don't know.
Oil goes bad.
So bad.
It's the worst name for any corporation in America, Killer Oil.
But having the opening statement just say oil go bad,
yeah.
That's like, just the end of the meeting. Like, okay, thanks.
Tarzan is giving the presentation.
Thank you for attending this.
Y'all laugh now, but someday we're going to see those Super Bowl commercials. Here at Killer Oil, we believe in America. There's going to be killer on the screen. And
Wi-Fi.
Oil go bad.
Of the group of the group that was there for that infamous night up at the Ojai Valley Inn and Resort Golf Center.
Oh, I miss
is
you.
That the hardest you have laughed whenever Killer told us that one of the things he learned last year was how to make a gin and tonic?
Yes.
Yes. That was
we
so
just
fun.
All scream laugh for 5 minutes.
I've never laughed that hard, ever.
And you remember Killer said it, and then everybody paused for about a half a second, like, what did he just say?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of easy to do. It's gin and tonic.
You'll never believe what goes into ham and egg.
Yeah. And then we figured it, and then the bit was it took Killer like 8 months to learn how to do it, and he kept walking.
With beakers.
He kept walking in with the lab coat on and the goggles, and he was holding like gin and a basketball. You're like,
I've
no.
I've tried Fanta and a piece of carpet. It didn't work.
No, Killer, go back. Oh, okay. Yeah. And he comes back.
No,
and
Mr. Killer.
There's a chicken.
Got the gin again.
Yeah, a chicken and a Sprite. No, Killer.
No, that's a banana and a bowling ball, Killer.
Turkey
Killer,
and a light bulb.
For 3 weeks now, you've just used the tonic. You need to add the gin.
Okay.
Closer.
I'll go back. Okay.
Back to the drawing board.
Oh, jeez. All right.
I finally learned how to make it.
Finally.
I cracked the code.
Yeah. All right, more of the Ace Hardware ticket stock. Pour one out for ticket stock roundtable next.
Yes, we've assembled all 9 weekday hosts here for this roundtable. 2 hours worth of fun, sports talk and whatever, talking a lot about the storm and winter weather, and I can't believe it's been a year since ticket stock. I was trying to think, was Emmett our headliner last year at the Plano Center?
I think it was Steve Grogan.
It's been such a long year. Everything that's transpired in the last 12 months, it's been an unbelievable year. And it's dragged. It's felt like 10 years. And I really had a hard time remembering 1 year ago at ticket stock.
I know.
Troy was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, I believe it was Emmett last year.
Troy and Jay Novacek.
Yeah. And I think it was Emmett last year. We're all betting that next year we're going to have an in-person ticket stock and all of the crazy ideas that we've had in the last year, we'll be able to invite at least half of those people, right?
Hope so.
We?
Like what?
The latest? We had one this week that was
I had one today. Awesome.
The kid that yelled at the teacher.
Oh,
you want to invite him?
Yeah,
Corby's kid.
Yeah.
That still kid. Waiting on Clock Boy.
Yeah, we're working on him. My favorite suggestion in the last year was trying to get the guy who was born with no collarbones, who helped rescue baby Jessica out of the well because he could fit down the hole.
Yeah,
it's getting slithered like a snake.
Yeah.
Let's get Jessica.
Ever heard of being born without collarbones?
I've never heard of that.
No, I haven't either. But what a gift. From above, right? What would Jessica cost?
Whoa.
To
very,
get her a ticket
very
style.
Little.
You know what? That's a great question. I'm going to guess she doesn't do things like that.
She doesn't do media. I've looked into it.
For what?
Have her on the rant?
No, I tried to get her on Cameo. Just to give me a personal message.
Oh
hey, hot stuff.
Hey, but you know what?
I just wanted to say hi to you, Gordon, and
it says here that I'm supposed to give you credit for rescuing me. Thanks, I guess. And it, I'm supposed to say I'll put the lotion in the basket?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh.
Hey, we pay a decent amount for our ticket stock headliners. Don't you think that we could woo her with a big paycheck?
Yes.
Wait, we pay people to come to ticket stock?
I think our a headliners. Small paycheck will get her here.
Right.
It's, yeah,
I don't
I think
she's
so.
Doing well.
We didn't have to pay Lawrence Taylor that much. He was in a bad way.
What do you mean she's not doing well?
What do you mean a bad way?
What are you saying?
No pun intended.
Well.
Huh. Norm said it again.
Uh-oh. Norm, are you doing baby Jessica jokes?
No. No.
I'm calling on you for you I'm to just, be fired.
I'm just echoing some of the...
Echoing in the well.
I've waited for this moment for so
right.
long.
You've been itching at the point to where you wanted to fire Norm.
Finally, I get to ride the high horse now.
She's only 34 now. She's still living in Midland, it looks like.
Yeah, it's been so tough.
That's only a four-hour yeah. drive for her.
Maybe she still lives in the well.
We
kind of got
her on a Southwest
institutionalized.
Flight.
Yeah,
she's like Brooksy.
She turned it into a nice open concept, I think, actually.
did she get anything
tall
for falling in that well?
Dude, she had a yeah, she had a trust fund of over $1 million.
But you already know it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. I think the husband who tried to open up like a...
Sean Galluli?
A car wash or something like that. Like
hardware
Trader.
Sandwich place.
Yeah, exactly.
What how did she get the money in the trust fund?
People donated to the baby same. Jessica fund.
Yeah.
They threw quarters in the well, like at the
okay.
mall. George.
Oh, right.
They made a wish.
Did you? Sir?
Mm-hmm.
Dan,
yes?
George, did you suggest a hardware sandwich place?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Don't, you're going
to
get into
eat lunch at a place just like that all the time.
This is an old conflict on the morning show.
They used to take me to this place. Hey, man, you got to go to this place. It's like the best sandwich you'll ever have. And we went there, and it was like you had to walk through aisles of plumbing and bolts.
No.
And
he's got it so wrong.
They had a sandwich shop in the back.
He has it so wrong. Number one, we never said,
store.
We never said, hey, man.
Hey, man. Okay,
you
got
to go to this place.
So, Baby Jessica, when you type in Baby Jessica into Google,
yes.
you will you will find Baby Jessica well, Baby yeah. Jessica today, Baby uh-huh. Jessica injuries,
Baby Jessica Ray J.,
Baby Jessica, baby Jessica,
sir.
Baby Jessica rescue diagram, and then Baby Jessica in the well now.
See there? I told you.
What?
She makes custom vids.
What?
And then right after that is Baby Jessica trust fund, which let's see, it turned out that she inherited.
You know that. The money's gone. You
I don't,
already
but
know
I want to know how
that.
Much.
Let's take a look.
$1.2 million.
I swear, Jake is broadcasting from Baby Jessica's well right now.
I'm sorry.
Hey, why did she get $1.2 million just for going falling down a well?
Because, like, well, because I donated. This was the story of the
fall down a
people
well.
People were trying to help out their family.
Yeah.
What's she on CelebrityNetWorth.com right now?
It's negative, dude. She lost $1.2 million.
No, she didn't.
She lost the trust fund when the market crashed in 2008.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did you read that?
On the internet.
Did she get in on Dogecoin?
Okay. Consulted by billionaires every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby see. Jessica was buying Bitcoin like 10 years ago.
Yeah, somebody accidentally threw like 6 or 7 Bitcoins down the well.
Let's see, this CBS News
when
says,
they were a penny.
CBS mm-hmm. News says at 25, she gained access to, okay, this says $800,000 donated by thousands of sympathetic strangers.
See there?
When she spent 2.5 days in the well.
Yes.
I don't understand that. She was rescued. She didn't stay down there permanently. Why does she get $800,000?
Junior, she had to have surgeries and
yeah,
she had medical issues as a result of this.
They had to buy her new collarbones.
But that obvious.
No, that was the other guy.
She went through something traumatic and people were trying to help her out.
Why are you against
she won't
that.
Even remember it though, right?
Well, yeah, and I got
too?
A lot of problems with that.
Maybe.
Okay, so if all that money was for all of her surgeries, then there shouldn't be $1 million left, right, that she just gets to go play with. And two, everybody goes through some sort of hardship at some point.
Yes.
We don't get $1 million.
We all fall down a well.
They should.
I had gum in my hair when I was like 7 years old. Where's my money?
Right.
God, listen to how beaten this is. In October of 87, Chip and Sissy McClure were poor teenagers struggling to make ends meet during the depths of the oil bust. While visiting her sister, blah, 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 Jessica came upon an 8-inch well opening and fell inside. So her mom and dad were like 14.
They were not 14. They were young, but they weren't 14. They were like 20, 21.
So there. It says poor teenagers. Poor teenagers.
They met when they were poor teenagers.
Teen is a different thing than teenager. And also, like 10 minutes ago, Gordon had her married to Mary Kay Letourneau's husband.
No, that's Vila Fualua.
Bicycle.
I said Sean Galooly.
Oh, that's the
Jeff Galooly.
So before she got divorced, these days, this is like 5 years ago. These days, she and her husband run a mobile car and truck washing business out of their home.
That's an honest living.
You know what,
Corby?
Yeah.
Do you look down on everyone, Corby? Is that
a
what
lot
we're
of
getting
dust
here?
Out there in Midland,
out of their
not
home.
A bad idea.
It went belly up. Yeah, I'm not looking down on them. I'm just saying this is a rough go for someone who had $800,000 just sitting on fat stacks of cash.
So she could use whatever we could offer her to be at Ticket Stock.
I think she still has some of the money.
No, she has none.
No, I don't think so, man.
No.
Hey, you know what, Dan? I agree. I think we could offer her a pretty nice chunk of change, but this segment will get back to her and she'll decline.
Right.
I just know I'm clicking on Baby Jessica Ray J. That's the first place I'm going.
Stop it.
Everybody has to let that go.
You said it.
Let's try to go a whole segment without mentioning Ray J. Could we do that?
So do you think that her 14-year-old parents at the time, it says at the time
they
of the accident,
14.
A sympathetic stranger showered the family with teddy bears, homemade gifts, cards, and cash. Do you think that like a kid on Christmas, you open up the card from the grandparents and you don't read it, you just look for the $5? That they
You're
were
saying
like,
that to their parents did?
Throwing the teddy bears to the side and the homemade gifts.
No. Just chunk the teddy bear in the well where she can play with it while they're...
Right. They're down at the Mustang Lounge or whatever, just yucking it up.
They were not at the Mustang Lounge while she was
Maybe
in the
there
well.
There was something else in the car that actually helped to get her out, but they threw it because a $5 bill popped out of it. They just threw it to the side.
You guys are ridiculous.
Oh, okay, here it is. On the second day, the parents did go to happy hour saying, don't get her out before happy hour's over.
We've had trouble finding a sitter.
Keep going. He's like, throw $5 down the well. Take it. Take care of the girl.
Gosh.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to her OnlyFans right now and give her some money.
Now Gordon's offended.
Yeah. He's offended.
Yeah, here's the details on contractor Ron Short. He volunteered to go down the shaft. He had been born without collarbones and could collapse his shoulders to work into tight confines.
This whole story, it's like...
Why are you laughing at that?
It's like a circus freak story.
Yeah. He's my favorite guy ever.
What's his name?
Ron Short.
Get him.
Yeah, do you think...
Yes.
I've hired him before. Man. I got locked out of my house one time, and he
was a dog door. Hey, instead of getting a Hall of Fame athlete, shouldn't we go this route for our Ticket Stock headline?
You can get 10 of these people.
I have always said that.
Right.
You get Letarian.
Bring back Midget Kiss.
Well,
we don't call
you
them
mean
that.
Mini Kiss?
What are you doing, Bob?
Dang, man.
What is wrong with you?
Mini Kiss, I said.
What's bigger?
You didn't.
What's bigger, Mini Kiss or Ray J's?
Only one way to
Yeah, if Mini Kiss fell down a well, you could have Ray J just lower his thing down there.
Do you think Ray J would be confused if we got him out of Ticket Stock? And he's like, all right, what do you want to talk about? We're like, we just want to
why don't you get Mini Kiss out of a well?
Yeah, we want to measure your wiener against Mini Kiss. Go ahead.
You know, now, in our defense, Bob, Ray J was already brought up earlier in the segment, so this isn't bringing him up in another segment.
Fair.
Okay. All right.
Let's just get it all out now.
Right. Now, all the Ray J you want.
All right, Craig, I appreciate your captainship there. That was stellar. You had a lot of courage.
Yes, thank
there.
You.
A lot of courage.
Thank you.
All right,
looks like
up,
we have Donovan, right?
Yeah, yes.
What?
Donovan.
Oh, all fat boys.
Kirby took over as captain right there.
Top that. Yeah. Next.
It is Pour One Out for Ace Hardware Ticket Stock. We're here with the round tables. Donovan here. We have assembled every host on the ticket right here, right now. And I'm so happy to be here until 7 o'clock with them. Now, do you want to go around the horn to tell me your favorite Fat Boy song, or do you want to do something else? Just let me know. It's up to you.
Hey, you're the captain.
You're the captain.
No, I was... We had a knock on the door yesterday.
Quickly,
that's not a Fat Boy song.
Killing Me Softly.
We are going to watch Disorderlies to see if it holds up.
One time.
And review it one day next week. I know it's not.
If it holds up?
It was funny back in the day. But that's what it was all about. It was fun.
Let's see.
And I know it's going to be so bad, but hey, I want to remember my Fat Boys in a fun way.
Hey, how old? Because
your whole show's watching it.
Yes.
What?
No. Norm. That's not like Norm is.
Oh, Norm's going to watch it.
We now.
He's
going to
watch
Norm.
It.
How old were they, Donovan, when they started? Like 16?
Yeah, very young. Marky D was 52, day before his birthday. So, yeah, they got started around 83, 84. So he was very young when he started. They are at the forefront of this whole rap music. They became a joke and a novelty act. But I'm telling you, Disco 3 and then the Fat Boys, they...
Without them, there's no Kanye, is what you're saying.
They helped start this whole thing. They really did. And they were, I think the Beastie Boys went on tour with Madonna, but she wanted the Fat Boys to open up for her. But they changed it to have the Beastie Boys do it.
Were they all fat?
Yes.
Were they all male?
Yes. If you guys want to jump into a wormhole, watch the Fat Boys on Regis and Kathy Lee.
That's okay.
It is some fat of the most boy. Uncomfortable.
How long have you guys been together?
It's well, you most... guys are all fat and you're all male.
Perfect name.
Who could tell?
The fat humor is probably something that you couldn't get away with today. And they had a group come out and perform called the Fat Girls. Oh, while the Fat Boys sat there. It was, dude, Regis had no idea what was happening. He had no idea about the Fat Boys or rap music. It's so uncomfortably bad that you have to check it out.
Okay.
Wow. Guys still confident after watching this?
Donnie, about this movie, Disorderlies, is it, in your estimation, better or worse than Gymkata?
Nothing's better than Gymkata, so I'm going to say it's worse than that. But
where we use gymnastics to fight crime, right? Where
there's a pummel horse right
everywhere.
In the middle of the city, yeah, that he can go around and whoop all of his, of his opponents one by
one. How am I going to fight these guys? Oh, let's use the rings that are hanging from this building.
And gymnastics.
Yeah.
And all the bad guys agree to only approach him one at a time.
Yes.
Right, right, while he's on the pommel horse.
Yep.
In the middle of the city.
Right.
Well.
So.
Damn. Fat Boys.
Gin and tonic is, it's gin.
Well, your captainship sucks right now. You're getting,
well, let me
you're
tell
getting,
you something.
You're getting rated hard.
All right, Fat Boys, go.
Just so happy and laughing and stuff with everyone else, and then all of a sudden the captaincy comes here, and everyone wants to...
I'll help you. I'll answer your question. How about that?
Systemic racism.
Whoa!
Favorite Fat Boys song? I'd say for me, probably Just Lounging, but...
You don't like Crushing?
Could be In the House, could be Wipeout... Could be Don't Be Stupid, I'm not sure, but I'd probably say Just Lounging.
To Google it.
Yeah, that was a long Google search.
No. It's off the top of my head.
No.
Well,
roll some Fat Boys. Let's hear some.
I mean, if it could be a Junior, maybe we can help you work through your thought process. Let's start with Wipeout and hear the pros and cons.
Oh, just so that's a bad one.
You don't like
they
Wipeout?
Had to make their
that
money.
Was just a redo.
No,
you like Falling in Love, or did you hate the whole Crushing album?
I thought Crushing was fine. You know, they recorded that in August of 87, I recall.
Somewhere in there.
I think they did it at the Quad Recording Studios and the Ralston Recording Studios, but it was like their top charting album, and so it had to be decent, right? I mean, come on.
Hey, they did have a song called In the House. Maybe that's why Donnie likes them. In the House.
Who was the cheapest ticket?
Somebody else talk.
Who was the cheapest?
Oh, too bad.
The cheapest ticket stock guest we ever had.
Money, you mean headliner?
Money-wise.
Mini Kiss.
Mini Kiss.
Are you talking headliner?
Mini Kiss?
Or yeah. Side Room?
It was like way back in the day, Mini Kiss was.
Yes, I apologize to Mini Kiss earlier for perhaps...
Did they play and then they wrestled, or did they just play?
No, I think we had an option.
They don't even play. They lip sync.
I know.
We thought that they were an actual band. No, they got out there and they lip sync Kiss, just dressed up like tiny Kiss people.
And everyone left.
You don't have to call them that.
Very tiny.
So, am I making it up, or did they wrestle?
That's what I thought, too. I thought they played and then
they wrestled and then they did a set.
Now, as I recall, we were in a ticket meeting and we were asked, would we want to see mini wrestling or mini Kiss, because it's the same guys and they'll just bring whatever routine we want.
Right.
And I think think somehow mini wrestling got pushed through, got the Senate votes, and it made it through. And mini Kiss never actually happened.
See, nobody knows, because it was back then we used to do this bit on Saturday night to close it out, and we'd all be gone by then. Nobody stayed, and you did not stay, George.
What do you mean we left?
There's no way we stayed around and watched that.
I did.
I absolutely did.
I did.
And,
I did
too. Oh, Bob, you're the biggest
offender. And I watched Flip Orley.
Okay.
I absolutely watched Flip Orley.
And he was a hypnotist.
Sports hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
What was he, a sports hypnotist?
I don't know. He just kept ending up back at our station because he was originally on the Chris Arnold show.
That was a Corby booking.
And did he not hypnotize Chris?
Yeah, to pick up Mini-Me, I think.
Were you a good guest booker, Corby?
I was pretty good, yeah. I was pretty hardcore, all-in producer, not going to lie. Won a lot of awards and stuff.
Didn't you set up Prince once?
No, I didn't set up Prince.
What happened there?
Well, we didn't get Prince. We didn't try for Prince. We had Prince. Nobody tried to get Prince.
What just about Janet Jackson?
I thought it was at your Super Bowl party.
Well, is this being aimed at me? Me. I have nothing to do with any of this.
You just said you were a really good producer.
I was.
And you were all in.
I was, but I...
Now we're following it?
I never tried to book Janet Jackson or Prince.
But Flip Orley you did.
Flip Orley once a week, Thursdays, 10-10. We hypnotize everyone.
Big smooth.
All right, I'm looking at Denise Milani.
Okay.
Do you remember her being a guest?
She wasn't the headliner.
No. She was like a sideshow... thing like
she was pretty close. Like,
well, let's take a look at
you on a Saturday afternoon.
But what do you think we have to pay people like that? And that's kind of where I'm going.
I think she got $500
per boob
plus a
and a flight.
A flight.
I'm not kidding.
And a hotel
cab fare.
It was really cheap.
And she had to hug Mike and Groobs.
Uh-huh. I got a couple $100. I mean.
It had to be more than that. 500?
It was
maybe
ridiculous.
Maybe 1,500.
Maybe, but still.
Can we get her back?
Yeah.
I'm saying, Bob.
What about Chocolate Rain Guy?
That was Summer Bad.
Oh, yeah,
knew that.
Tays on Day.
I forgot.
And that was a charcuterie board. That's all we need. We need
food.
He was a good dude.
He really was.
Yeah, you guys wronged him.
We've stayed in touch.
I don't believe you.
I actually watched the U.S. Open with him during one of the downtime moments at tickets at Summer Bash.
Is that your claim to fame? I hope that shows up on your Wikipedia page before the end of the day.
Watch the U.S. Open with Tayson Day.
Tayson Day.
I don't think he was that into it, but we just sat there and had some vegetables. And
didn't Denise Milani talk like Michelle Wee?
What do you mean by that?
She had this real
go on
soft voice, and it was kind of like this. You know, it was kind of like that.
I don't think Michelle Wie talks that way, sir.
No, shut up.
Okay.
She was cold.
You know, the origin story of Michelle Wie, too, is a really sad one, because we used to have a
Ronnie,
a receptionist, yes, oh, named gosh. Ronnie, and
that's right.
No one really knows where she was from, but all we did for about 2 years straight, or at least Gordo and I did, we would walk around together because her voice was so weak, and we asked her at all times, or at to each other, if we the other one would like some sugar, because we figured that would
you like a pellet of sugar to get you through the day.
Sugar pellet.
I need energy.
Yeah.
Please give me energy.
Because anytime she talked to you, she'd be like,
what is energy?
Corby, you have a phone call.
Like, yes, you go on.
And that's all I can say.
We're like, here's some sugar. Just go. Keep going.
I have used my allotted calories for this message.
Right. And somehow Ronnie turned into Michelle Wie. Some beaten dumb impersonation we used to do.
Very strong Michelle Wie, too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Donovan,
full of
good
energy.
Job. Good job.
That was the
captain.
Greatest segment ever.
Who's next?
What about Are You Ready for Freddy?
The bar is low now.
Good song.
That is me who's next.
Oh, Chubb.
The next. Big man is next.
A lot of
Ace Hardware, pour one out for Ticket Stock 2021. Gather
ticket. That's what we're doing. We're pouring one out for Ticket Stock 2021. Yes, thanks to all of our sponsors. We got the all-in round table. We got the Musers. We got Norm and Donovan. We got the Hang Zone. We got the Hardline. And, hey, we got the Fat Boys rolling here.
Yeah,
in
nothing
the
but the best.
Nice. Bob and in the house.
Bob and I just watched the Wipeout video. I mean, it looks fake. It's so bad.
Don't judge. Don't judge them from that.
Tell you what, Donnie.
That was a long time ago.
Tell you what, Donnie.
Videos looked a lot different back then.
They did.
There's a lot of white girls in
pretty
that
cheap.
Video.
No way.
All right, we're talking about things. It's been a long week for a lot of people in the Metroplex, and we've had some laughs, though, this week. Hopefully you've been laughing along with us. And I mentioned this earlier in our roundtable, the moment that I really cracked up, and I played this for the guys this morning early on the show, like around 6 o'clock this morning. I thought we'd hear it again. I was driving back from the grocery store yesterday, navigating some slick streets, snow and ice and whatnot, and Corby was starting the tennis segment, talking about Serena, and his dogs wouldn't shut up.
You know, like Peyton Manning was. Even though Peyton Manning went on top of winning a Super Bowl, it wasn't the same thing. But at the very least, you know, he had the Super Bowl thing working for him.
And you can hide behind a really good defense, too.
Yeah,
with
for
tennis,
sure.
You're by yourself.
Yeah, man, the team thing, it can hide. You're right. It can hide a lot of things. Can you hang on for 1 second?
Yeah, man. What do you think?
You know, if someone could get the dogs inside, it might help out the radio show.
Shut the f***!
Just saying.
You're listening to live coverage.
Just saying.
Activities.
And the reaction from Corby of, just saying. God, that was well done by Mino. That made me laugh out loud.
You know what's funny is
the truck driving
like
yesterday.
Yesterday there was still, I mean, it was colder than balls out there too, and I got a text from my wife probably 30 seconds after that that said, "Went on a walk. I think I accidentally left the dogs outside," which that's not her at all. And I'm like, "What?"
You got about 5 minutes before they start barking.
Yeah, exactly. And then I've got one kid at home. I've got one kid I didn't see for 4 days straight. The minute the sun came up at 9 o'clock in the morning, he's gone sledding with his friends. Yeah, he's smoking weed and sledding with his friends. So, and then the one kid that I was yelling at, he was nowhere to be found. So, yeah, I had to let the dogs in. But, yeah, it was good timing. That was very stick-my-tongue-down-your-throat timing.
So, are you saying... Yes, that's exactly right. And that's what I told these guys this morning. It reminded me of Bob Mia Hamm, and I think... We give credit to Expo here for the perfect timing because this is
Grubbs.
Oh, this is Grubbs. Okay, yeah. My apologies. It was Grubbs. This was the first time I'd really heard that executed this well.
We got Mia Hamm with us here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I wanted to ask you a serious question. It's not really serious, but it's the idea of your impact on sports with regards to causes. I mean, we see all the little girls here who feel you're a major hero to them and so forth, and. But also, he got the soccer cause. So I'm almost wondering, can I stick my tongue down your throat? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm wondering which cause.
Perfect. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Was that a
SMU thing?
SMU forum?
My favorite part of that is you, as the drop is being played, kind of going, okay, I'm sorry. you just give up in
what
there.
What a pause.
Well, he's ruining my big chance with Mia Hamm.
Right? To have super babies? It's like your one chance to have athletic kids. Like,
finally, Nomar's not here and I can talk to her. And
what did she do?
Grubbs ruins it. She actually seemed to be giggling, right, Dan? Like, she thought that was fun.
She enjoyed it.
At the end of that, you did say you're sorry.
You had a lot of chemistry with her.
And she did she did have the sheepish, like, ha, 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 you know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you another one, George, that is absolutely at the top of the food chain when it comes to perfectly timed drops. And I don't know if this was you or was it Psycho Dave?
I think this was Grubbs again.
Was it Grubbs?
I think so.
Okay, so Mike is telling a story. Mike Reiner, who used to work here, is telling a story about Thanksgiving.
No, Jake.
And avoiding the avoiding his family.
All right, now here's what happens for me on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
My in-laws come over. And my mother's usually there. And my mother doesn't care about the game one way or the other. But my father-in-law does. My father-in-law wants nothing more than to come over, sit down on the couch, drink a beer, and watch the game.
What's wrong with that?
And not have to mess around with anything or anyone. Nothing. Nothing is wrong with that.
You dig him, right?
Yeah. I mean, hey, he deserves that.
Why are you pointing a gun at your temple?
Because. So, okay, that's the way it starts out, and, you know, we're fine in there. Until my mother-in-law and my wife decide that it's time for them to come in there. And then they come in, they sit down, and they talk about everything that has nothing to do with the game or anything. And it's to the point where Thursday I stopped things down and said, hey, listen, shut up, bitch.
Oh, man, why is that so flippin' funny?
Yeah.
How do you recover?
I don't know.
Just give that little pause and then just hit him with it.
That's number one, right?
Yeah, it's so very good. High on the list. It's really funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I put me a hand. The fact that the guest was there.
And the fact that it's, can I stick my tongue down your throat to a world-famous athlete?
Grubbs was good at that when we had a guest there. And we're not in studio, so they can't. Do you remember the one with Dirk?
Yes, I do.
Bob asked Dirk his favorite
German athlete.
List your favorite German athletes. I don't know if you can find that real quick, Mino.
Oh, no.
Are you familiar with that one? And he played a little song drop as Dirk was listing.
I can tell you how to search for that one.
Go ahead.
But I'm not gonna.
Come on.
Oh, you got to search Hitler?
Yeah.
Search Hitler.
Oh. Although there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's the
it is a lot of stuff.
Even if you search Hitler Dirk, that's not going to narrow it down, Corby.
Oh no. My gosh, what is wrong with the station?
But he played the H I
T-L-E-R.
Because, of course, there are songs that spell out the name Hitler.
Well, that was from the... What was that?
Stop it.
Robot Chicken, right?
Yes, I did.
Was it Robot Chicken?
Stop it.
For some or was it the springtime for Hitler in Germany?
Do you remember
there was a play that
and it was either Mino or Jake. Mino, it had to have been you when we had Lee Trevino on. And
oh my God,
we're distancing.
Are you sure?
No, that was me.
Wait, yeah, when you accidentally
that was my first week.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
My first week, I had walking pneumonia. I was so sick.
We were on remote, too, and we're talking with Lee Trevino, and we carry it over, because Lee is being Lee Trevino. We're like, hey, can we carry this over and talk to you about whatever next? And I don't even know. Did we say that?
Oh, no, we don't have it.
Okay.
We're liar. We do, too.
Come on.
Starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to get your thoughts about that. Can you hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here?
You got it, my man.
All right, very good. More with Lee coming up here on the ticket.
Okay, all right. Okay, y'all, listen to this, though. So he plays the C drop.
You can't
The very
do
offensive
that.
One. But just listen, because Mino's in such a full panic, because he obviously didn't mean to do that. He starts playing the commercials. He leaves the remote up and listen to my reaction.
Now, the British Open starts tomorrow.
We would love to
get your thoughts about that. Can you hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here?
You got it, my man.
All right, very good. More with Lee up here on the ticket.
Tomorrow on the Morning Musers, we continue our salute to the Metroplex.
The hell?
Who is laughing? Was that me?
I don't know.
Oh,
man.
You would never have laughed at that, Dan.
I do love Tiny Mino in the background just says, Misfire, so meekly.
No, no way, man.
Were you thinking that's your last week?
Yeah, I thought that was my last day.
Oh.
See?
Now look at you.
Yeah, look at you. Now they can't touch you.
Crushing
do
it.
Do whatever.
Wow.
Way to go, Mino. Oh. Totes.
All right, now that was fun, wasn't it? That was fun.
That was like the best thing ever.
Where's Gordon?
That's a fake laugh, but Jake is next.